Blog Talk Radio.
Heaven.
Well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we are back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So, indeed, very thankful for the opportunity to be back with you to speak these very precious words. The Most High has granted me for the blessing of his people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, that I have for him some very important things for him to do. And he told me because of what I must do, he said that, yes, indeed, I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, I would have his, yes, indeed, his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I must be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, the utmost has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, he told me I must tell you things that men have done everything they could. Yes, everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, my brothers and sisters, to destroy. Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, if we understand well the prophecies, the Most High has promised that for all man's efforts to deny the truth, to hide the truth from mankind, or to distort man's perception of what indeed is divine righteousness. Most High has promised a time of refreshing, my brothers and sisters, and it didn't mean that others would do it. The scripture said, in fact, in Isaiah 28, it spoke of a time of refreshing, my brothers and sisters, a time of complete refreshing. That is related also in Acts 3:18 through 23. It relates that Messiah must come. The Anointed One must come to bring about a refreshing, a restitution, a remembrance of all things. According to all the Most High himself has spoken, I say it true to all the Most High has spoken, declared, since the dawn of human fall. But my brothers and sisters, I have a question to ask. Think about what I'm saying to you. He said he would bring about a restitution, a restoration of all things, according to all the Most High spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets since world began. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, and understand the meaning of this. It means the Most High, what he has declared from the very beginning, is an eternal promise. The Most High declared from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, is an irrevocable word. But the Most High declared from the beginning is eternal. The word from the beginning is with Yah, and it is indeed eternal, and it always has been and always will be. Beyond any destabilizing efforts of men, the only path toward life. In fact, my brothers and sisters, if any man seeks to teach any other word and call it the path of salvation, my brothers and sisters, not only is that man accursed, but all those who would hear him. The Most High has declared. Think about Matthew, they said. 5:14-24. Israel is to be the light of the world. He said, if you fall victim then to anyone who will cause you to in any way seek to deny the law of the prophets, anything in the law of the prophets, it will cause you to disavow, deny, dishonor, disrespect any part of the law of the prophets. People say you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. It relates, my brothers and sisters, that if any man seek to deceive his brother, make a fool of his brother, to deny what the Most High declared, after some fallen, foolish, faulted, false standard, He said anyone who does this is guilty even unto hell fire. Yes, and that must be understood, my brothers and sisters, with regard to such words, that F and L, if you see it there. False. Fallen. Foolish. Foul. Fallacy. Foolish, my brothers and sisters. F-L, F-L-S. You keep seeing those letters keep reappearing. You look at the etymology of these words, my brothers and sisters, you'd be surprised at the commonality that is there. It's time to understand, my brothers and sisters, yes it is, that any standard that men will call sufficient that is not, is called a deception. Any standard, my brothers and sisters, men will call sufficient that is not, the Most High calls it sin. Any standard that men will call sufficient, my brothers and sisters, that is in any way polluted, that will not appease the Most High. My brothers and sisters, in so many ways, it is counted as idolatrous, a false rule. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? A false rule. And in fact, without question, think about what the scripture says. The prophets were sent to declare an eternal word. Messiah comes to declare a restitution and restoration of all things, according to all the Most High spoke by his holy prophets since the world began. What then are the rulers of this world? The rulers of this world, my brothers and sisters, have not sought to declare divine absolution. They have not sought to declare the restoration of all things, but have sought to deceive mankind after a spiraling, deepening, corrupting, spiritual depravity over the course of many ages. The rulers of this world, my brothers and sisters, have sought to declare a false law. How about a law to preserve the fallen standards of men? The fallen standards of many generations. The fallen standards, my brothers and sisters, of many nations. The fallen standards, my brothers and sisters, that are the variant political, national, social, and pseudo-religious differences that men oftentimes indiscriminately, I said men so often indiscriminately choose to oblige for lack of knowledge. So many prophecies, my brothers and sisters, relate that Messiah in his appearing, did you hear me, will expose all unrighteousness, because man, having not received the truth with love, that's what the scripture says in 2 Thessalonians, has been deceived to follow after all manner. Did you hear me? Deceived to follow after all manner of unrighteousness, pretenses, iniquity, my brothers and sisters, undiscerned. False standards, polluted standards, undiscerned. And my brothers and sisters, no man is justified. I said no man is justified trusting in an indiscriminate standard which cannot by any means please Yah. And in so many ways is an obstacle against man discerning divine will. Most High told me directly that any time man is subject to any conscience less than his, it is tribulation, it is trouble. My brothers and sisters, to be subject to a conscience less than his, or anyone who won't teach you the fullness of Most High intends, who establishes his own righteousness, has not preached to you the gospel. Anyone, my brothers and sisters, for all man's efforts, I'm going to tell you this now, the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. Anyone, my brothers and sisters, therefore, who does not seek to teach you or open your mind to teach the fullness of what the Holy Spirit will reveal, has set you in a prison house. He set you in a cage. Anyone, my brothers and sisters, who would act as an obstacle against you discerning the greater truth the Holy Spirit will reveal, has set you in a snare, my brothers and sisters. I would tell you, it would be wise for us all to pray. I'm telling you now, it would be wise for us all to pray, because all man can do without the exceeding inspiration of the Most High is establish a prison house. be wise of us to pray, my brothers and sisters. It's a prayer that I oftentimes pray. Father, I don't know what I don't know. Father, I don't know what I need to know. Father, I don't know what something's been stuck in my head to prevent me from comprehending what I need to know for the blessing of my people. But Father, you know. If you don't tell me, I won't know. Frankly, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you this now. No man, I repeat, absolutely no man, attains to the dimension of conscience, the dimension of righteousness, true unto the Most High and acceptable unto Him, lest the Most High Himself reveal that truth. And it is only by faith, therefore, in a word transcendent, the multitude of rulers that exist in this world, that any man attains discernment unto the righteousness that is atonement, that is forgiveness, that is that oneness that is pleasing unto Yah. When it says by grace through faith that you save, it means, my brothers and sisters, by the favor you attain in hearkening to the greater will the Most High revealed, that proves foolish the wisdom of so many that this world calls wise. Do I need to repeat that? No one attains the favor of the Most High trusting in men rather than Yah when Yah seeks to open the mind to discern the truth. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, anyone who would blasphemously insult the Most High by refusing to discern or reason to discern the truth when the Most High offers opportunity, no one, my brothers and sisters, who does this will ever attain to the kingdom of Yah. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, it's time to understand. There is one righteousness, one light, one law, one peace, one order, one consummate knowledge, my brothers and sisters, that is the covenant with the Most High, who does not deny Himself. Scripture said, before He denies Himself, He will deny us. He said, think not that He came to in any way dishonor the law of the prophets. If we do this in any way, we have called the Most High a fool, and the end result, my brothers and sisters, is our certain damnation. You need to read sometime, my brothers and sisters, please. Isaiah 29 talks about man in the last days finding out so much of what he thought was nutritive doctrine, if you will. Find out when he wakes up, after perceiving such, partaking in such, that he wakes up, he's hungry and famished, as if he had partaken of nothing. All he had was words learned by rote. Discerning the vision, my brothers and sisters, was another thing. And the scripture says that we have to be by a marvelous and wondrous manner. In other words, by His revelation, by His Spirit, that He must set apart His people, because men have read the book but have not comprehended it. This is what is written. Why is it, my brothers and sisters, that men take so much for granted? Do men really believe that the carnal mind so quickly comprehends what was granted at the mouth of the prophets? I know there are those, my brothers and sisters, who would like to exalt themselves to think so. But Messiah said Himself, there's many things I long to tell you, but you can't comprehend them, He said, until the comfort of the Holy Spirit is come. And believe me, brothers and sisters, that means not only does man have to receive of that Spirit, but he has to be obedient unto the Most High to be continually led in it. Because the Most High said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Do you really think that's just what you read on a page? No, it means keep His instructions with regard to the Holy Word, and He will reveal to you the greater things. My brothers and sisters, please understand me. Please understand, my brothers and sisters. It's time we understand the truth. When the scripture says righteousness is revealed, we need to look at the scriptures and find out what that means. They put it down in your King James Version, righteousness revealed without a law. What? That is impossible. Did you hear me? There's no such thing as righteousness without a law. The law of the Most High is righteousness. To take away from it in any way is unrighteousness. Messiah said, think not that He come to destroy the law of the prophets, and said your righteousness must exceed that of whoever it is that takes away from you the right understanding of this law. Else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Meaning that the righteousness of the Most High is steadfast. It does not change. Messiah is even called as a Savior, the Righteous One. How then, my brothers and sisters, since Messiah is called the righteous one, how is it then possible that men believe that they have righteousness without his law when the scriptures tell you in Isaiah 42nd chapter, it says, behold, my servant, my elect, whom my soul delights, I put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth justice, even righteousness to the nations, and the isles shall wait for his law. That means all nations must come to discern and submit to the same righteousness, the same law. Hear me. If everyone can walk according to what seems is right according to their own ideas, there is no covenant at all. Need I repeat that? If every man thinks he can walk according to his own righteousness or what seems wise in his own heart, like the scripture says in Romans, they had the law but did not seek it by faith. That means that they read the law and only discerned their own concept of what is righteousness. Let me repeat that. Romans 9, what, 26? They had the law, but they did not seek it by faith. Meaning they had the law of the Most High, the written law, but they did not seek it unto divine righteousness. Think about it. That's exactly what's happening today. So many read the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, and have a different interpretation. Let me tell you what the Most High told me about that. That by no means is submission unto the righteousness of Yah. Again, he told me, the greatest wisdom, greatest knowledge, my brothers and sisters, is not what people think they know. What men think they know, not giving consideration to all things he has spoken, is not wisdom. It's not righteousness. My brothers and sisters, it is not salvation at all. For what gives a man a right, my brothers and sisters, to deny anything the Most High has declared? Scriptures tell us, my brothers and sisters, in the latter days, Isaiah 41:21. How about reading 46:8-13, Isaiah? Isaiah, like I said, 41:21. How about reading from around 43:6-9? And understand, the scripture says, whoever it is, then, my brothers and sisters, cannot declare the words of the Most High according to what he has declared from the beginning as an eventuality, the former things he declared from the beginning as the eventuality of all things. Scripture says an abomination, my brothers and sisters, not one who has his testimony or his gospel at all. Meaning that the word he declared from the beginning is the law. It doesn't change. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Meaning that it is a law that does not change. Meaning that it is an absolution, my brothers and sisters, that should be the expectation of man throughout all the ages. Whoever will not receive to discern this truth, then, my brothers and sisters, has no hope. I look at the scriptures like those in Romans 7:12. So then the law is holy and the commandment is holy. And believe me, that word for just is a word for righteousness. In fact, the NASB says it's holy, righteous, and good. Well, hold on, my brothers and sisters. If the law is righteous, how is there righteousness without a law? I can only tell you this, my brothers and sisters. Those verses, we need to look at it, because the scripture talks about they have the way they translated it in the King James Version. It's quite deceptive for those who don't discern or have not the knowledge of certain particulars. Number one, the word for law. Do I need to repeat this? The word for law used by the Greeks was indiscriminate. It related sometimes divine law, sometimes what seemed wise and lawful unto men. What was the law of the world? What was the law of this flawed, Babylonish, confused system? The law that Rome imposed upon its citizens was the preservation of all its false gods. Do I need to repeat that? The law of Rome was unto the preservation of all its false gods. The law of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, says you shall have no other holy one but he, and there is no other. How can these both be righteousness? How can these both be an atonement or an at-one-ment or the hope of forgiveness? Listen to me, my brothers and sisters. Hear me. I can tell you now, the anger of the Most High is fierce at this moment, in that men have even dared to believe that they can find an atonement unto the Most High after every misconceit the world has imagined. Did you hear me? Isaiah 48 says, men have sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. That means the men have sought to exalt their own standards. And he says, for a moment he will have to defer his anger that man even have a chance of salvation. Do you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Isaiah 34 relates the same. Scripture says he comes with eyes like flame of fire. Believe me, brothers and sisters, quite angry because men have fought against the righteousness, the one righteousness of the Most High, every man seeking to establish his own will. Most High told me again, if I could believe that a multitude of contradictions that men have called righteous have been true to him, he told me I couldn't be a disciple unto him. I said, neither also can you. If you can believe that all the differences that men teach can be true to his righteousness, or if you can believe that they are his righteousness, and there is only one unto salvation, then, my brothers and sisters, you have no hope. Messiah comes as the righteous one, and the scripture says in Isaiah 41 that he comes to prove foolish the rulers, all the kings. Malachi says also all the priests. He says he will purge out the priesthood, my brothers and sisters. Humiliate the priests. Destroy even the priests out of the temple who will teach another concept of righteousness. Read Malachi 2nd through 3rd chapter. And it is a prophecy concerning Messiah's appearance in the latter days. The scripture says, finally in that day, my brothers and sisters, one called the righteous one like the rising sun, the son of righteousness that arises with healing upon his lips, my brothers and sisters, will restore what? Called to remembrance what? The law of Moses? That's what it says in Malachi 4. So let us understand, my brother says, there's a tremendous issue here that needs to be dealt with. There is no other righteousness, no other salvation, but the pure and perfect will of the one. And you don't get 45,000 denominations in this world after those differences. They put in your Bible such scriptures. Hear me. They put in your Bible the perception that righteousness without the law is manifest. As was revealed in the law and the prophets. Let me go to the verses. He said, therefore, by the deeds of the law, how about the deeds of misruling authorities? There shall no flesh be justified in his sight. It means, my brothers and sisters, by faith you shall be saved. Look at this verse. Romans 2, by faith, meaning faith beyond man. And if your faith is in the misrule of man, no, you cannot be delivered. Look at this scripture. It says in 3:17, the way of peace they have not known. Oh, so that means if men have known the way of peace, then how can trust in men save you? It can't. He said there's no fear of Yah before their eyes. Wow, that means the people who have taught you have not known what it is to revere fully what is the righteousness of Yah. And if you think I'm joking, please check out my website and find out how many truths that the nations of this world have ignored. And I'm telling you now, not a single soul in any nation, anywhere, anyhow, that has rejected or would not hearken to what I call here the secret city prophecies, will not recognize who the prophecies say Messiah truly is according to all the prophecies, not a single one of them has ever known or will know. I hope you hear me, my brothers and sisters, according to that ignorance or that defilement or that lesser sense of righteousness or blindness has known what is true atonement or total forgiveness unto confirmation before the Most High. Most High has declared, my brothers and sisters, that one called the angel like the rising sun or angel from the east, king of the east, will come with the seal of the Most High. And nobody will be confirmed, my brothers and sisters, but those who accept the fullness of his testimony. Read Revelation 7 and understand. Read Revelation 14 and understand. It means you must overcome the marks of the beast, the standards of the nations. Else all man can receive is the wrath of Yah. My brothers and sisters, there is no hope for salvation after any other standard but that which Yah reveals, and man should have always understood this. When the Most High said, hear me, my brothers and sisters, they who wait for him shall renew their strength. It means they who wait for and seek constantly his righteousness, obedient to him, that they might be led in his righteousness. He said, my brothers and sisters, that those who wait for him, that means wait for the full revelation of his righteousness revealed, they are the ones who shall renew their strength. For they don't get, let's just say, they don't become self-righteous, my brothers and sisters. They don't become arrogant in their ignorance. They don't become selfishly ambitious. For to do so, they know, my brothers and sisters, is to lose your very soul. But Scripture says there's no fear of Yah before their eyes. The way of peace they're not known. Now, we know that whatever the law says, or whatever the written word says, instead of them who are under the, how about the flawed, partial, polluted, misruling standards of this world, the rulers of this world, my brothers and sisters, who maintain the flaw, who maintain the false law, who maintain, my brothers and sisters, the rudiments of the fall, who maintain and preserve whatever spiritual depravity that this world has fallen into, because that's exactly what the rulers do. Think about it. Well, whoever would do this, my brothers and sisters, by no means can reveal to you the righteousness of Yah. Messiah comes for what? He says to bring about a refreshing, a renewal, a restitution of all things said of old, by the Most High through his holy prophets since world began. If they don't seek to restore to you the knowledge of all these things, they've kept you in a fallen state of conscience, my brothers and sisters, a spiritual depravity that the Most High calls only a prison house. They've kept you in bondage, and all they did, then, my brothers and sisters, as servants of sin, fallen standard, departed standard, separate standard, cursed standard, damning standard, is damned human soul. There are no other paths towards salvation but one. And if it says by faith, my brothers and sisters, it was never after the multitude of diverse rules of this world. It was never after the preservation of the corruptions of this world. When the Scripture says it's better to trust in Yah than to trust in princes in Psalm 118, it's telling you that if a multitude of rulers have conspired against the Most High and against his anointed, like it says that they have in Psalm 2, that no one, my brothers and sisters, who will not put trust in the Most High or seek the Most High for what exceeds them all, has any hope, my brothers and sisters, of exceeding the wrath that befalls the unrighteous. What do I mean by this? Isaiah 57 talks about how even Israel has fallen victim under, in so many ways, the fallen standards of the rulers. Hey, not knowing what has been hidden from them by the rulers long ago. Hey, not knowing what kind of conspiracies have befallen mankind to hide these truths long ago, men did not consider that it is the righteous man, one who seeks all that the Most High has declared, that will escape the wrath that is to come. What does that mean then about those who don't seek that fullness? Our brothers and sisters, not to seek the exceeding righteousness of Yah in terms of all things the Most High has declared is sin. And the wages of that sin, my brothers and sisters, is death. It did not say that man would find atonement in his ignorance. My people destroyed for lack of knowledge is what it reads. But that's not what everybody wants to hear, I know. But the truth, my brothers and sisters, is this. If the scriptures say here, we know that whatever the law says, the law of Yah says there's them who are under the, false rule of the world. It says to the men that every mouth, every message of man, every cumulative so-called doctrine of men in their partialities and corruptions might be stopped, humiliated, proven foolish, that all the world may recognize what is its guilt, its fallen state before Yah. That's what these scriptures are actually saying. For by the deeds or the works or the conceits, seeming wise after the diverse rulership of men, there should be no flesh justified in the sight of the Most High. For after the misruling standards of the men is only the knowledge of what is sin and death. That's why the gospel had to go forth to the nations, my brothers and sisters. That's why the gospel had to go forth to the nations. Romans 3:21. Read it Understand what it's really saying then. It's saying that by none of the standards of the nations is anybody justified before Yah. God's let it go forth to the nations for just that reason. Besides that power from on high, or the precepts of righteousness from on high was given to him. It did not say that man could find it after the rulership of men. It did not say he could find it after the kings of the earth. In fact, the scriptures say, quite frankly, that the Messiah's coming, the kings of the earth will be all put to shame. Even the scriptures say they'd be taken in chains and after many days punished. Means, my brothers and sisters, they were treacherous, like the scripture says in Isaiah 24, and they did not teach what they should have taught. Which is why you find in Revelation 6:12, it says, the kings of the earth will say, hide us from the face of the Lamb, and him who sits upon the throne, for the day of his wrath has come, and who should be able to stand? Why? Because they didn't teach you what they were supposed to have taught. Nobody has a right, my brothers and sisters, to declare his own righteousness to enslave a mind. Nobody has a right, my brothers and sisters, to take possession of any part of this earth or any of its resources, my brothers and sisters, to control the masses, to keep men turned aside for what the Most High himself said we must acquire. But it says, now the righteousness of Yah without the law is manifested. My brothers and sisters, I'm telling you what it means. But now the righteousness of Yah was to those who once were without the law, where, like I said, the gospel had to go forth too, is manifested, is revealed. This is what was witnessed. This is what was testified by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of Yah, which the nations did not know, gone forth to the nation. It did go forth, but the nation did not receive it with love. And the end result in 2 Thessalonians is men have believed a pack of lies. The gospel went forth to the nations. Rome sought to destroy those who knew it. That's why they came and destroyed Jerusalem. That's why the scripture said there'd be great tribulation thereafter, which occurred after 70 AD. And for centuries thereafter, Rome marauded and hunted down believers like dogs, made sport of them in all kind of different kind of so-called circuses, sent them to be ripped apart by all manner of wild beasts. Hey, had mass slayings. My brothers and sisters, come on, people. Understand, it means that Rome did not accept the gospel. They sought to utterly destroy it. If they told you different, my brothers and sisters, realize the scripture said after that time of great tribulation, those first few centuries, when Rome finally called themselves supposedly Christian, it was a damn lie. I repeat, when Rome called themselves a Christian, they were Christian, they were damn lies, though, and then they called themselves believers. Because they really didn't, the early church didn't call themselves Christians. Christian is a Greek term. Yeah, they might have been Christians, but believe me, that word Christian related idea about something polytheist rather than monotheist. Another truth, you need to check out my website, hiddengospel.com, early church origin, understand. What I'm telling you then, my brothers and sisters, is this. The scriptures say that after that time of great tribulation that occurred in the first century, when they were murdering centuries of Christians, or let's just say believers, wholesale. My brothers and sisters, hear me. The scripture didn't say Messiah would come at that time. He said there would come a rise of false prophets. Revelation 13 says a false relates often what is a false church. My brothers and sisters, exercising the same authority said in Revelation 13 of that Roman system which murdered so many of the saints who overcame them, made war against the saints and overcame them. Oh, they didn't tell you about that in Revelation 13, did they? Well, what do you think, my brothers and sisters, is the result of this? Revelation 6 talks about the white horse rider. I'm telling you now, that was Messiah himself, going forth with the gospel that conquers all the lies and confusion of the nations. Red horse rider, that was the nations making war against the saints, even beheading the saints for the testimony of Messiah that they maintained. Black horse rider, famine for a word. Read Amos 8:11. And it talks about, my brothers and sisters, there will be a come a time, and it has long since come, that men will go to and fro the earth looking for the word of Yah and will not find it. Messiah said there will come a day when you look for the days of the Son of Man, the light of the Son of Man, and will not find it. Why? They murdered off everybody who had it. And most have not known enough to seek beyond the rulers to find that exceeding light which the world still to this day has ignored. Most High told me that I have some important things to do for him. He told me I must tell you things. The men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, perverse, silence, and destroy. How about, my brothers and sisters, reveal those things that many just simply, my brothers and sisters, upon a faulty foundation could never fully accept. My brothers and sisters, Most High told me directly to understand anything, quite frankly. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm really utmost thankful when I had my call that I wasn't in anybody's church. Most High didn't have to wipe these crazy doctrines out of my head to help me to understand. In fact, right off the top, he told me whatever these people say in the churches, they need to check it out with them first or somebody make a fool of me. He told me that right off the top. That means, my brothers and sisters, I began to check everything I had ever heard from anyone who had called himself a believer. And when I got to reading these scriptures closely, after the Most High told me, hey, mama says this, daddy says that, grandma, grandpappy, pastor, priest, rabbi, and elder have something different to say about me. He told me if I wanted to know him, I had to ask him and believe that he could answer. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, he told me to check everything out with him first. I can tell you about things that are on my website, my brothers and sisters, things you'll find at Early Church Origin, things you'll find in Secret City Prophecies, things that he told me, my brothers and sisters, before I had a chance to read the book. And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, to understand that foundation, the foundation of a lot of things you will find there, my brothers and sisters, they in so many ways prove everything you have heard among your pastors, priests, rabbis, and elders in the churches. In so many ways, my brothers and sisters, you will find if you really understood these things, that you haven't understood these things as you ought to have understood them. Because there is a foundation, my brothers and sisters, that we should have never lost. There's a word, my brothers and sisters, that should never have been forgotten, an expectation that should have always remained, knowing that all, when Messiah appears, will be in some way reproved for their unrighteousness. If they told you that when he comes, that folks are already ready, that's another lie. The scriptures tell you, my brothers and sisters, when he comes, he's going to reprove everybody in some way. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, what you should prepare for is to be reproved so that you can become righteous in his appearing. Messiah himself must awaken to the truth because the scripture said when he comes, there was no intercessor. Another scripture said there was no shepherd. He's angry at all the shepherds. Read Isaiah 59. Read Zechariah 10. It means he's angry. If he's angry at all the shepherds and he saw no intercessor and he saw no man, why are people expecting that when he comes, he's just going to sit back and tell them about how righteous they are? My brothers and sisters, Messiah has to awaken to the fullness of righteousness to reveal it to mankind. Like scripture says in Galatians, he was born of a woman. And to transcend, how about this, my brothers and sisters, the false rule of man? Ultimately, my brothers and sisters, to set others free. Got news for you. That's the same thing that is related, my brothers and sisters. If you're ready to hear it, that's the same concept that is related, my brothers and sisters, at Isaiah 50 when it says Messiah will come in the latter days saying morning by morning as the Most High caused his ears to hear the teaching. After the scripture says, from the body of my mother has the Most High made mention of my name to reveal his strength. Oh, I can hear a lot of people saying now, I can't believe that. Read your book, my brothers and sisters, and understand what the scriptures mean when it says Messiah had to come from a distant nation. Understand what scriptures mean when we say he's come from a far land. Oh, did I say that? Read Early Church Origin. The article called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation at HiddenGospel.com. Read the articles and check out the scripture for yourself that says he comes a second time to gather people from a far nation and this time from a Babylon West, just like he delivered them before out of a Babylon East. If they didn't tell you about that, my brothers and sisters, they haven't taught you all the gospel. They haven't taught you how to take all things in consideration so that you might not miss so many of the points. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand, just like the scripture said it was before, so is it in these latter days. I hope you will hear me. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. I pray that you will open your heart to comprehend the truth. Galatians 4:4, when the fullness of time was come, Yah sent his son, made of a woman, made under, I hope you understand it, under the authorities of this world, to redeem them that were under the authorities of this world, that we may have the adoption of sons, that we might transcend all the unrighteousness of man, that we might transcend, my brothers and sisters, all the ruling and misruling entities of this earth, that men might be made true unto Yah. I said Yah himself. I didn't say the misruling standards of men. In fact, the scriptures tell you, you must exceed all the misruling standards of men, else you're not knowing the righteousness of Yah and seeking to establish your own righteousness. You've only set up a snare, my brothers and sisters, for the damnation of yours and every other soul. What did I say? Yes, I said it. My brothers and sisters, anyone who preaches the doctrine that does not teach the expectation of what Messiah must come to do to reprove all that all might seek him beyond all men. Anyone, my brothers and sisters, who's taught otherwise has laid up a snare for the damnation of his soul and the damnation of all those who fallen and follow them. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the blood of all those they slew is upon their heads. If they didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures talk about when it talks about that city from which Messiah must appear, reproving all unrighteousness, if they didn't teach that to you, if they didn't teach you who Messiah said he is when he said he's the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, and what those prophecies mean in terms of one who exposes all the kings and priests of the world and all the false testimonies of this world. If they didn't teach you those scriptures, my brothers and sisters, if they didn't teach you that expectation that you might know that you need to understand and seek what your pastors wouldn't tell you, which means they're ripping you off. You're spending a bunch of daggum money asking pastors to teach you something the scriptures told you in advance, and they won't do it. They taught you what seemed a little bit more than you knew, but wasn't all that you needed to know. Many say they know the Lord. That's the way he put it. Oh, we know Jesus, they say. Wow. His name wasn't even Jesus, number one. But here's the point. My brothers and sisters, the scripture told you in advance that these leaders are not going to tell you everything you needed to know. You're paying money, getting ripped off then, according to Malachi. Say they robbed both Yah and whole nations because they didn't teach you all that you should have known concerning the ordinances of the Most High. They didn't teach you how to fully return to him. They didn't tell you that returning unto him requires that you exceed all those rulers who told you that every man who walks according to his own deviant way, they told you this was good in the sight of the Most High, that he delights in such. They didn't tell you Messiah would reprove mankind, all the rulers for this. They didn't tell you that, my brothers and sisters, they were ripping you off. They tell you to keep the Shabbat. Even if they did tell you to keep the Shabbats and feasts in their proper time, if they didn't teach you what they should have taught you at those times, you didn't keep a Shabbat, because the Shabbat is kept only when you seek the full, complete righteousness of Yah in anticipation of one who will teach you even more than all that generations of man has known for ages. Why didn't they tell you that? I'll tell you why. They seek to exploit you. That's why. That's why. Oh, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture talks about what was revealed in the law of the prophets, why didn't they tell you when we talk about righteousness revealed? It's talking about righteousness to the nations that had no law, that were lawless, therefore wicked, therefore calling upon the name of the Most High, if they did, but still not in truth nor in righteousness. Read for yourself, my brothers and sisters. I'm pulling out the scripture now. Isaiah 56, okay? Isaiah 56 and 1, thus says the Most High, keep ye judgment. In other words, justice. Keep, seek, uphold, preserve judgment. How about righteousness, my brothers and sisters? And do what is justice. Oh, the word justice, tzedakah, tzedakah. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It is a word that means rightness. It means righteousness. It means all that is moral void virtue. All that is discretion and true unto Yah. All that is insight and foresight relative to what is divine principle. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? It is a word that relates that man is unjust whenever. Or damn, oh Lord have mercy. Do people really believe that injustice will get them into the kingdom of Yah? Really believe that having no covenant will get them in the kingdom of Yah? Injustice, my brothers and sisters, is what is not fair to him who is the maker. The earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof. That means if any man sits back and thinks that he can give to the Most High something other than what is divine purpose for man? Does man believe, that my brothers and sisters, that he's still yet worthy unto preservation? Come on, my brothers and sisters, let's be reasonable. Keep your judgment, do justice, for my salvation is yet to come, and instead my righteousness to be revealed. What does that scripture say, talking about the righteousness of Yah is revealed, as was witnessed by the law and the prophets, foretold by the law of prophets? Look at this, law and the prophets. It says, blessed the man that does this, the son of man that takes hold of it. Keep the Shabbat, the Sabbath, and keep from polluting it. I say keep from polluting it after the end of the miscreant thoughts of man. That means he keeps the Shabbat after the faith that Yah reveals in a direct word from himself. Because it says faith comes by hearing a word from Yah. And if your pastor is just telling you a bunch of words and you're not hearing anything from the Most High to bring you to the higher realization of what a word is from him beyond even your leaders and your pastors, guess what? My brother says you're not following the full concept. The psalmist, King David, said in Psalm 119, how about 97 through 104 in particular, it says, he petitioned the Most High, give me more understanding than all the elder and the honorable, because I would keep thy commandments. My brothers and sisters, for all that you see, all that you hear, all that you ever hear from any man, and I will tell you this, my brothers and sisters, for all you've ever heard from me, and believe me, you haven't heard all my words. Seek the Most High for whatever else needs be recovered for the good of all your brethren, or else, my brothers and sisters, that selfish self-righteousness and selfish ambition is not worthy to be called a covenant. My brothers and sisters, what I'm telling you is this. All I got growing to do. I would love it if all saw beyond all they see and hear. I think they understand. Because quite frankly, there's many things that I've said on this show tonight that many won't comprehend, my brothers and sisters. Many won't comprehend fully for some time. I can only tell you about this many times, my brothers and sisters. Most times told me things that took me as many as three. I can think of some things that took me as much as 20 years to comprehend the gravity of it all. Do I really suspect then, my brothers and sisters, that somebody hearing my words now that I've heard from the Most High is going to gravitate to understand the fullness of them in just a moment? Most High can do it, yes. But, my brothers and sisters, I would say seek to comprehend all the Most High would reveal in the restoration of all things. And that, my brothers and sisters, even faith to this such a thing as possible. Because I know, quite frankly, it's without a doubt in my mind, that this time tomorrow, I will certainly know more than I know today. My brothers and sisters, so should you. So he said, blessed the man that doeth this, and the son of man that lays hold on it, keeping the Sabbath from keeping his hand from doing any evil. Isaiah 56:3. And also to the son of the stranger, the Gentile, foreigner, that has joined himself to the Most High. The Gentiles have joined themselves with the Holy One of Israel. Neither let him speak, said the Most High has utterly separated me from his people. There's an opportunity to join near. But he said you have to take hold of the Sabbath and choose the things that please him, that fully appease him, to take fully hold of his covenant. Yes, because my brother says, he didn't say he wanted a partial or corrupt offering in any way. His covenant is to those who seek the fullness of his will. Did you hear me? He says, he does not please those who swear by his name, but not in truth, not seeking the fullness of what is righteousness. He said, even to them I give in my house, and within my walls a place and name better than sons, or let's just say as great as. They put down better than, but the word there, my brothers and sisters, means as good as sons and daughters, as great as sons and daughters. And I would give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. All to the sons of strangers that join themselves to the Most High to serve him and to love him, and love the name of the Most High. Oh, his name represents all his will. To be his servants, everyone to keep the Shabbat from polluting it. I would say keep him from polluting it after his own idle, presumptuous, self-righteous words. Take his hold of my covenant. Even them, I'll bring my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices be accepted upon my altar. For my house should be a house of prayer for all peoples. My brothers and sisters, these verses are talking about the righteousness of Yah being revealed to the nations that did not have it. The gospel, the mystery of Yah going forth to the nations that did not have it. And if they tell you, my brothers and sisters, that you have righteousness without that knowledge, that absolute knowledge, what made anyone think that after this they have a covenant? 15th chapter of Revelation. I got about 50 seconds. Heaven help us. It talks about, my brothers and sisters, those who overcame the mark of the beast. All the standards of the nations that resisted the righteousness of Yah. You wouldn't have a bunch of nations if they were true to it. Said they should sing the song of Moshe, the song of the Lamb. It's not like they're in accord. Saying, marvelous are thy works, O Yah Almighty, for just are righteous and true are thy ways, O King of Saints. Who shall not revere thee, O Yah, and glorify thy name, for thou only art holy. Holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments, thy righteousness is made manifest. The brother says, that's talking about a word going forth to those who didn't have it, even in these latter days. Who is willing to receive by faith the righteousness of Yah, they might be found forgiveness and atonement? To his might and his honor and praise always, my brothers and sisters, hallelujah! And I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. Time to discern, my brothers and sisters, beyond the deceivers. As I told you before, any other concept of righteousness but that which Yah himself has decreed is not to your salvation but to your damnation. He said your righteousness must exceed that of all those who would represent devils then, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. He said your righteousness must exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees or whoever it is that denies in any way the law of the prophets. You ever stop to consider how many different concepts of so-called righteousness men declare? I hope you hear me. How many different concepts of so-called righteousness men declare if they take away any part of the law of the prophets? How many precepts are there, my brothers and sisters, that men choose if they choose to negate? Miss what the Most High declared as a covenant eternal. Please understand, my brothers and sisters. If scriptures say Messiah is going to reveal righteousness line upon line, precept upon precept to the measuring line to the plummet, anyone who will not hear that word, my brothers and sisters, will be cut off among the people. Anyone who will not hearken to that word, my brothers and sisters, refusing to be convinced that they need to discern more. My brothers and sisters, be over. How about the scripture says the overflowing torrent of righteousness shall indeed overflow them? Scripture says be a terror for such as thee to understand the report. For the cloth is too short, too insufficient for a garment. The doctrine they've had was not enough to cover their sins. I'm declaring to you, my brothers and sisters, where you can find the hidden truths that they have hid from you. You need to ask your leaders why they didn't teach it. HiddenGospel.com, Early Church Origin. HiddenGospel.com, Secret City. HiddenGospel.com is an article called Remember the Promise. HiddenGospel.com, an article called Tribulation 70 to 365 A.D. If your pastors aren't teaching it, ask them why. If they don't know it, tell them they need to read it. My brothers and sisters, it's not time for play anymore. And tell them, Edom Yah said, even the Most High declared, that these truths that I'm talking about here, whoever will not teach them, my brothers and sisters, the blood of many is upon their heads. For no one has a right to call himself a minister unto the Most High after his spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, that would still seek to teach lies, half-truths, leaving men in bondage to be exploited upon faulty foundation, because that's what a half-truth is. It's still a lie. Anyone, my brothers and sisters, is not willing to open up their minds and hearts and see the greater truths will perish. Did you hear me? Will perish. Messiah said, if you don't believe his testimony is beyond this world and the divisions that are in it, you will die in your sins. How about after some fallen standard of this world? I'm telling you now what the Most High has directly declared to me. He told me, till you see everything that he has declared, keep looking. Beyond the end of anything is only another beginning. Whoever then, my brothers and sisters, is not willing to look beyond himself for the greater righteousness of Yah has already fallen away from faith in him and fallen away from the kindness that will come to those who know to continually seek. That's the reason why the scripture says they who wait for him shall renew their strength. It says the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to the temple. He says he's going to reprove all the priests. That means what are you looking for him for? to expose every unrighteousness of all your rulers, that you might discern truly who he is. Think about it. Micaiah, 7th chapter, talks about watching out for false prophets. Because the false prophets will be told they didn't know him. Why? Because they cried out, Lord, Lord, but not to perform, not to do, not to seek, nor declare fully what is the will of the Father. Meaning they didn't have the foundation to know how much they needed to seek. Our brothers and sisters, the Most High awakens the mind to know that no man should underestimate his wisdom. He told me the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What they think they know, not giving all things he has said consideration. Do you know all things he has said? Do you know all things that he has implied? Do you know all things that he has said collectively together to discern the secrets of the truth, to put together, my brothers and sisters, all the pieces of his word to discern the scenario and vision that he intends? He told me directly to know what he has said and not know why he has said it is to miss the point. The greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. For what they think they know, not giving all things consideration, is not wisdom at all. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's something else they took from you. In the Aramaic, it relates this way. Hear me. Not everything a prophet says is contained in his own book. It's not after just his personal, his private interpretation. For the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, that spoke to all the prophets, spoke to each one. Therefore, the words of the prophets, my brothers and sisters, are not subject. The words of the prophets were not subject to the carnality of the prophets, but is after the conscience of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, seeking the conscience of the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to examine all the prophets, else you should not be prepared, fully prepared for the coming of the Son of Man. Read, my brothers and sisters, examine for yourself. My brothers and sisters, pray to the Most High that he helps you to discern the magnificence, I dare say, the preciousness. In fact, the Most High told me those words were precious. The importance of the word you'll find on that article, those articles of mine, hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. It's not just my statements, my brothers and sisters. Those articles are loaded down with prophecy where you can find out in the passages of the scriptures so many of these truths. HiddenGospel.com, Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. Yes, my brothers and sisters. Article called Secret City Prophecies. See what it talks about a city in the last days, my brothers and sisters, already extant. Everything is already set up, quite frankly. The Messiah might appear in due time, from whence the scripture said he would. You need to understand it. Everything is lining up, but do you even know what to look for? My brothers and sisters, strong likelihood, 99.9999%. If you haven't examined that website, Secret City Prophecies, article at HiddenGospel.com, then you have not known this truth. And when it appears, my brothers and sisters, when it comes to pass, if you do understand these things in time, count yourself blessed. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, it's been Adam Yahab, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. To his might, honor, and praise always. Yes, indeed. And I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near to comprehend. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again, surely, for listening.
You've got the words to change a nation, but you're biting.